Our prayers will be answered, January 8. For then you will have your delight in the Almighty, and lift up your face to God. You will make your prayer to Him, He will hear you, and you will pay your vows. NKJV. In His prayer for His disciples, Christ said, I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. In His prayer, Christ includes all those who shall hear the words of life and salvation through the messengers whom He sends. Can we by faith comprehend the fact that we are beloved by the Father even as the Son is beloved? Could we indeed lay hold of this and act up to it, we would indeed have the grace of Christ, the golden oil of heaven, poured into our poor, thirsty, parched souls. Our light would no longer be fitful and flickering, but would shine brightly amid the moral darkness that like a funeral pall is enveloping the world. We should by faith hear the prevailing intercession that Christ continually presents in our behalf, as He says, Father, I will that they also, whom Thou hast given me, be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which Thou hast given me, for Thou lovedst me before the foundation of the world. Our Redeemer encourages us to present continual supplications. He makes to us most decided promises that we shall not plead in vain. He says, Ask, and it shall be given you, seek, and ye shall find, knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For every one that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. He then presents the picture of a child asking bread of its father, and shows how much more willing God is to grant our requests than parents are to grant their child's petition. Our precious Savior is ours today. In Him our hopes of eternal life are centered. He is the one who presents our petitions to the Father, and communicates to us the blessing for which we asked.